40s on Saturday night, upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday, and then continued nice, I think, as we start Thanksgiving week. Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Middle 60s look good for both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's infant mortality rate has dropped to a historic low, and state health officials believe they know why. Health officials say a drop in the number of teenage pregnancies and a drop in smoking contributed to the decrease in the infant mortality rate. Marengo County District Attorney Greg Griggers is recovering this morning after he was wounded in an ambush-style shooting outside of his office in Demopolis. A drug task force agent returned fire and shot and killed the alleged attacker. And Montgomery City and County officials will try to convince voters to approve a property tax increase to help fund Montgomery Public Schools. Mayor Todd Strange says there will be some objections, but a new school board is a step in the right direction. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Bunny Friday.
Bam!
I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30. All right, 9.
Tonight on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The first winter storm of the season is slamming the eastern half of the country,
affecting tens of millions of people.
The Florida Senate race heading to a hand recount.
A federal judge in Florida called the state today the laughingstock of the entire world.
A new twist today in that GoFundMe story involving a homeless man who helped a woman when she ran out of gas.
It was all a scam, and all three were in on it.
Michael Avenatti blaming a conspiracy theorist for his domestic violence arrest.
The killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at a Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey. The U.S. slapped economic sanctions on 17 Saudis accused of taking part. And a Saudi prosecutor said he will seek the death penalty against five suspects.
Country music legend Roy Clark has died, his career spanning decades, making his first appearance at the Grand Ole Opry at age 17.
The Food and Drug Administration said today it will seek a nationwide ban on menthol cigarettes. It also plans to put new restrictions on flavored e-cigarettes.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. I have Linda's right here in front of me. Hey, Linda, if you're listening in, call in to make sure that you remember to meet me at Fresh Market right after the show. Maybe that's her. It'd be quick as it could be. Because I've got your gift cards, and I want to take a picture of you and put it up on my Facebook page. Let's see who this is before we get into a subject here. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, my friend. How about you?
I'm not too bad. I was just calling about your comment you had before the break about some of the Republicans talking about voting for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And, I think I'm with you. That would be a little nuts to do that. But I had another thought, and I just was wondering if maybe this was completely out of bounds or if I have the thought right. Is it theoretically possible, not that it's practically possible, would ever happen, but is it theoretically possible if the Democrats split on who they wanted for the Speaker and they couldn't get them all to vote, and the Republicans actually did all agree on a single person, that they could actually get their person in?
No, it takes 218 to win it. But here's a little factoid for you, Dave. Guess what qualification is not required to be Speaker of the House?
What qualification is not required?
Not required.
I don't know. You don't have to be a citizen of the United States.
No, you do not have to be a member of Congress.
Wow, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? So they could go in and get someone who is a former member, a former senator, a former vice president, a former president if they wanted to.
So they do have to have been elected at some point in time.
No. You don't. You can just be a citizen.
Oh, okay. Now, does the speaker get a vote, or is he just a...
does not get a vote, but gets all the decisions of the management of the House.
Wow.
That's a pretty powerful position. So,
okay, I didn't know that.
How about this? My vote goes for Joey Clark.
Oh, then we're going to have some fun, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have some fun with this.
Dave, do you think Joey could go in there and terrorize the House?
Well, yeah, I've been happy with the last few people who's been in there, so seems like they don't get things done, so I'm not quite sure why, but...
You're talking about Boehner and Ryan?
Yeah, I actually was excited about Ryan. I thought he would have done a lot better than he did. I don't know if it's because he really didn't want the job and took it, you know, because my understanding is he was a little bit strong-armed into doing the job, and so I don't know if that was part of it, but he just didn't quite live up to my expectations.
Yeah, and part of the problem is Ryan is a fiscal conservative, and he's a moral conservative, but he's not a small government conservative.
Oh, okay.
And that was his kind of problem.
Ah, okay.
And also, and truth be known, he really didn't have the rapport with the members that, say, a Boehner had. Boehner really knew the membership really well, knew what they wanted, did a great job raising money for them. Ryan just could not kind of deliver in that.
Oh, is that part of the job of the speakers to be able to go out and do fundraising?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's how you become the speaker.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and so, well, here's a good little tutorial for you. Boehner snuck into Montgomery, Alabama, and did a fundraiser for a young lady named Martha Roby. And
Right. Literally,
press were not invited to go there. They barely even knew he was here. Some people did some video of him walking out to the car, but that was about as far as it went. And Boehner and Roby became really good friends when she got elected. And he placed her on the Appropriations Committee, and that's a big job. And, you know, as long as she's there, she's going to build some seniority, and she's going to be in a very important place. The problem is she's now in the minority, and minorities don't really have a lot of influence.
Right. So why would Boehner not want people to know that he was coming and helping somebody? That doesn't make sense to me.
Because he didn't want to tout that that's how he... What it does is it emphasizes why you are the speaker. And what he did is he would go around the nation and for a decade would help people prior to him becoming the speaker. And then when he became the speaker, he had so many chits brought in that he just doubled down on that. Because when you're the speaker, everybody wants to donate to you.
Oh, so he was doing this for a favor so he could pull them in later on.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And that's the way you do it. And Newt Gingrich became speaker because he won based on the concept that he had, you know, of a full leadership team and low taxes and cutting down spending, balanced budgets, and things like that. And that's how he got it. But then they screwed up when it got down to impeachment.
Oh, is that what ended up getting him tossed out, was the whole impeachment
process? He didn't manage that well, and it really blew up on him, and he couldn't get the speakership. And that's what happens when things kind of mess up. When things do well, you get it. When they start doing poorly, i.e. John Boehner, then he goes, you know, I'm out of here type thing. And that's the same thing with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan was, I think he knew what was going to happen. He wanted to go out as speaker.
I don't think he wanted it to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a wonk.
Such a numbers person.
He really is. He's a bean counter. And I think he was a true compromise candidate because nobody else could step into that position and get the votes. They needed him. So it's not surprising to see him stepping down.
So, Dave, how did we do?
Pretty good. Like I said, that answered some questions, learned some new stuff. So that's always a good day when I learn new things.
There you go, Dave. That's hopefully why you listen to the Dan Moore Show.
That is why. And you are entertaining to listen to also.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I want you to have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Is this winter?
Yeah.
Linda, we're going to meet up at Fresh Market right after the show.
We are.
I have got your, tell her what I've got in my hand, Joey.
Oh, two Fresh Market gift cards.
Worth $5
wow.
each.
Wow.
Well, I will be there as soon as I've come off the show. I'll be there. I'm wearing blue pants and a dress shirt, and I drive a white four-door.
Okay. Well, we'll be there in a few minutes. We're in a silver van.
Okay, well, I'll meet you at the front door, so be looking for me.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, see you in a little bit.
Bye. Bye. Love to meet audience members. Okay. Facebook got into a little trouble here.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I titled those. We don't know which is which, do we?
I think it was...
Look at the time when you put it up there.
Scathing report.
What I want is the one from yesterday first, and I think that is the scathing report. Okay, Facebook is in a little bit of a problem here. By the way, they found out that they knew some stuff about this Russia stuff and some other things and didn't really do anything about it. This is from a story yesterday that we did not get to, but we're going to do it and then pull it up to current times.
Facebook is under fire again this morning for how it handled evidence of Russian election interference on its site. Scathing New York Times report based on interviews with more than 50 people shines a harsh light on Facebook's two top executives. It says CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg ignored warning signs and then sought to conceal them from public view.
The Times reports security experts at Facebook flagged attempts by Russian hackers to probe accounts as early as spring 2016. That's months before Zuckerberg downplayed the effect of Russian propaganda on the 2016 election. It also said Sandberg oversaw an aggressive campaign to combat Facebook's critics. In response to the article, Facebook told us, "We are working hard to ensure that we protect our community from bad actors." CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson is Wired's editor-in-chief, and he joins us with more on this expose. Nick, big bombshell from the New York Times.
Yeah.
Facebook already responding by saying that it's already ended its relationship with that consulting firm that was disparaging those who were speaking out against Facebook. Is that enough, or do we need to see more of a change, specifically leadership?
That was a very small step. They ended one relationship with one company doing one set of small things that a lot of people were critical of. So is that enough to change it? Of course it's not enough to change the narrative. But the question you ask is exactly the right one. Is there going to have to be a big change in leadership at Facebook? My instinct is probably not. People still trust Sheryl. They still trust Mark. By and large, they're very well respected by the board, which is the most important constituency. So I don't think they're going anywhere.
Okay, so this was New York Times, by the way, that got the story going. And there's some other pieces to this. So Facebook, what did they know about Russia during the time of the election?
So from a credibility standpoint, where does that leave Facebook users?
Facebook has a big credibility problem. They've had a growing credibility problem over the last 2 years. This story definitely does not help.
The issue is that in 2016, Mark Zuckerberg publicly said it's crazy to think that they influenced the election or that there was Russian involvement. But the real story is that inside Facebook, they knew about Russian involvement.
Well, okay, so this is super complicated to untangle. So what he said is that fake news didn't have a big impact on the election. At the time, they knew about some of the fake news, and they knew about Russian military operations, hacking operations. The big question, which isn't really answered in the Times story, is whether they knew about the Russian propaganda pages, the fake pages and all those fake ads. If they knew about them then, which isn't what the Times says, then it would say that they've been lying massively.
The other question I don't think is answered is related to Cambridge Analytica and the back door, right, that Facebook allowed many of these, whether it was Russians or other advertising companies, access to personal security information.
Yeah. So that is a huge question, and there's no question. Well, Facebook didn't do it on purpose. Remember, Cambridge Analytica was a big disaster for the company. The question is whether Facebook knew about the problem and should have done more previously.
And the answer to that is yes. You're going to find out, and these clips are kind of interesting, how the story has unfolded. Let me do this, Joey. Let me go to a break so I can then stack these next ones in to take us down to the bottom of the hour.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Many years since I was here. On the street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right. Buildings towering to the sky. It's out of sight. The dead of night. Here I am, in this city, with a fistful of dollars. And baby, you better believe
I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York room.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Paperback Rides.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Griff Waller's birthday today. Happy birthday, Griff. By the way, we're going to have the mayor in on our on Wednesday before Thanksgiving in... at 1 o'clock, so I want you to be listening in. That's going to be a replay show for Thanksgiving also. And then we do the Iron Bowl edition on Friday after Thanksgiving, and that is always a fun one. We are going to be taking picks for the Iron Bowl, and we also have a special... You give us scores, and we also have a special gift card for Wednesday and Friday for veterans. And so this listener wanted to do it on Veterans Day, but couldn't get hold of Reed, but he got hold of him, and you probably heard the call yesterday, and he wants to give a $50 gift card to Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll give one away on Wednesday, one away on Friday. Then we'll do our normal drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market on Friday, and then we'll do a normal drawing for for Fresh Market on Wednesday. It's going to be a big week next week. I love that whole week and weekend with Iron Bowl and Thanksgiving and everything. I really like that. It's kind of getting me in the mood. Okay, let's go to the third cut of this on about Facebook.
They have basically said, though, very publicly, Mark was on Capitol Hill, he sort of had a public flogging. They've said, listen, we've screwed up, we made a mistake, we should have done more, we should have done better.
Yeah.
What do you think needs to happen now?
Well, okay.
So for them to really get out of this? Because
the biggest question, biggest question for the company, and something the Times has been reporting on, but it isn't in this story, is has the company fundamentally changed? Do they take propaganda much more seriously? Are they working much harder to protect your privacy? There's a lot going on at the company right now. I think they're making steps. We don't know if they've done enough.
And for now, you think management is safe?
Management is safe.
Okay. So everybody's upset with them, but they're in the, I'm the 500-pound gorilla, so I don't really care right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leaving a little bit of fingerprints around. I want you to listen to this story about Facebook and a Schumer connection and what he did to kind of perpetuate this.
Delay, deny, deflect. The New York Times blasting Facebook for its year of crisis, claiming, quote, when Facebook users learned last spring that the company had compromised their privacy in its rush to expand, Facebook sought to deflect blame and mask the extent of the problem.
The report goes on to claim that while Zuckerberg and the social network were under fire, they might have received help from New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, Kurt, unfold this as best you can.
Okay, first, as you're reading that lead into the story, I'm thinking to myself, I wish we'd have taken all of the times I was here from 2016 until now where I said, keep your eye on Facebook. This right? doesn't smell right. And guess what? We were right. We were right all along. And now we're finding out that in terms of who's protecting Facebook now in the government, it's sort of both sides of the both parties, and news out that Chuck Schumer has been very actively engaged with the lobbyists for Facebook, which, by the way, they've spent more in the first quarter of 2018 on lobbyists in Washington than at any other quarter in Facebook's
history.
So he
got a lot of money from Facebook.
Well, we don't know.
$38,000 plus.
That's another story. So apparently he's raising money, you were saying, the 2016 election, mm-hmm. right? Online from Facebook employees. Is there anything wrong with that? I'm not sure. But what doesn't smell right is when you have lobbyists get such great control over this Democratic senator who then goes, according to the article, and shuts down any sort of criticism for Facebook at this time.
Okay, so Schumer was basically getting money and was making sure that this got slow-walked. It's pretty remarkable. By the way, let me mention that Rick Walker just said, texted me, or Rick, that there's a wreck on 85 southbound. Traffic backed up from Interchange almost to Perry Hill Road here at our exit. Sounds like it's pretty bad. So we'll see what's happening here. We'll get an update. I'll try to maybe pop downstairs and go talk to him about this. Let's play the second piece of this in selling our privacy.
This is the time we need both party leadership out in front saying, Facebook, we're holding you accountable because nobody's doing it. And they're getting away with taking our lives and exactly what Tim Cook from Apple says, because he's saying it exactly
how
it is.
Did you see the two-part special on Frontline? And they look at Facebook and basically Ukraine and other countries are saying they're using your vehicle to unite, make phony stories.
Yes.
And cause unrest in my country.
Yes.
Stop it. And they almost had no response.
And Facebook is like this. Now what? What's going right. on? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be right back with you. Did they just deflect the ignore?
You're avoiding the fact that they're going to come up with a new independent oversight committee. This is going to fix everything. This is what they say.
Yeah.
First, it will prevent the concentration of too much decision-making within our teams. Second, it will
this
create accountability and oversight. Third, it will provide assurance that these decisions are made in the best interests of our community and not for commercial
this
reasons.
This guy sounds like a robot, no matter how he opens his mouth, even in a statement like that. I got to tell you, I don't trust Facebook leadership. I think they have tried over the last number of months to right the ship in terms of being more transparent. But their idea of transparency is like us trying to see the ocean through the snow. It's not going to happen.
How popular is Facebook now? Is it more popular than Twitter?
No, we're seeing, you know, they're in a tailspin right now, not just in people engaging the service, but with employee morale has never been this low.
It's Sheryl Sandberg, they say, with a strategy to get in more money at times and maybe shelving morals.
Yeah, number two person at Facebook, she and Mark really are at the heart of this, and the board just jumped behind them, and so you're not going to see any changes there anytime soon.
Right.
But I wanted to say that Tim Cook Apple is saying this. Okay. This is nothing but them trying to take our privacy and sell
Fox
it, period.
Take our privacy and sell it and make a buck, but the stock is tumbling. Newstar 93.1. Maybe an alternative to Facebook will show up. I hope so. We'll be right back.
Your news
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Northern California wildfire that killed at least 63 people and destroyed the town of Paradise is expected to claim more victims. Butte County Sheriff Cordy Honey.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished.
More than 600 people are still unaccounted for. A judge ordering the Trump administration to reinstate the White House press pass of CNN's Jim Acosta.
The judge, Timothy Kelly, an appointee of President Trump, issued the temporary restraining order, holding that CNN is likely to succeed on Fifth Amendment grounds and that Acosta has been harmed by the White House's action.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Genio Turkey is recalling more than 91,000 pounds of raw ground turkey linked to a nationwide salmonella outbreak. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of very nice days ahead, not just this weekend, but into Thanksgiving week as well, with sunshine today and a nice recovery after that cold start. High temperature up to about 58. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by morning, 36. Tomorrow, start of a nearly perfect November weekend. Sunshine, mid-60s tomorrow. How about low 40s on Saturday night? Upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday, and then continued nice, I think, as we start Thanksgiving week. Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Middle 60s look good for both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Don't forget, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Things you put in there. Open to any caller. We're going to keep it open for another 10 minutes. So if you want in, you better call. Oh, It was kind of a little bit of a screw-up from Mueller's operation concerning WikiLeaks that mentioned WikiLeaks may be kind of being considered for indictment, Julian Assange. It wasn't supposed to be in a document that ended up. Here's Catherine Herridge talking about the WikiLeaks founder may face DOJ charges.
The disclosure about the head of WikiLeaks is buried in this unrelated terrorism case filed in the Eastern District of Virginia August 8th. A counterterrorism researcher at George Washington University was first to stumble across two references to Julian Assange about the need to keep an indictment secret, what the court calls under seal. Quote, due to the sophistication of the defendant and the publicity surrounding the case, no other procedure is likely to keep confidential the fact that Assange has been charged. The proposed order would need to remain sealed until Assange is arrested. Julian Assange remains at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, unable to leave for fear of arrest and prosecution. It's not clear what the charges may be, but WikiLeaks has been under scrutiny since 2010 with the release of 750,000 classified State Department cables, and more recently the release of DNC and Clinton campaign emails during the 2016 election. After the election, then-CIA Director Mike Pompeo accused WikiLeaks of high crimes, including espionage.
WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service, and has encouraged its followers to find jobs at the CIA in order to obtain intelligence. It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia.
Assange's attorney said, we have heard nothing from authorities suggesting that a criminal case against Mr. Assange is imminent. Prosecuting someone for publishing truthful information would set a terrible and dangerous precedent. We know through our ongoing reporting that the Obama administration considered charges but was cautious about whether Assange and WikiLeaks amounted to a news organization. But the Trump administration, as you know, has taken a more aggressive tone, Sandra.
It's kind of an interesting twist. They dropped the charges, the sex charges on him. And then I think they were doing that to try to kind of get him out in the open, and he didn't fall for that, and then this story kind of comes out. So this is that's a little interesting, but I would love to find out where he got those emails from. Where did that actually happen? Was it a hack, or was it given to him by Russians? He says it was a hack. He said it was an inside job.
What's the difference between a non-state intelligence operation and, say, a newspaper?
That would be a non-state intelligence operation.
I don't like that sort of language. I just don't. It's
state,
creepy.
Yeah, state just means your country.
Well, right.
There's a head of state.
So if Julian Assange of WikiLeaks have never claimed to be a state, obviously.
Right.
So, but they publish information they get. But I mean, the Washington Post has done that. The Guardian's done that. Any big news organization that maybe has something juicy does that.
You said juicy.
Yeah. Important. The people they think the public should know. So what makes WikiLeaks this non-state, you know, information intelligence operation? And
because they don't want to call them a news outlet.
Mm. That's interesting.
Give them credibility.
You know, it's funny. It's like if somebody's a comedian, like in other countries right now, like they don't have freedom of speech. You say, oh, that person's not making a joke. They're using the imprimatur of being a comedian, the veneer of being a comedian to...
Versus making political statements.
Yes. And it's always what people that want to control will do. They'll come up with a new label for you. Oh, you're just pretending to be a news organization. You're actually a non-state intelligence. It's like, oh, give me a break.
I see where you're going. Well, but and I guess he's glad that that information leaked out. Speaking of WikiLeaks, turnabout is fair play, as they would say.
Indeed.
But I would love to have the honest answer of where did he get the emails? Because to Mueller and some other people, who got them from Russia. But then the evidence isn't there that that Russia really hacked the DNC server, which is where these things came from. And the Podesta part was easy. It was, what was his password, 1234 or something like that? Man, you gotta watch these real smart guys. They do really stupid things. Lindsey Graham, who is becoming a more and more important factor out there, has really seemed to have found his way and I hate to say this, since John McCain passed away, he really has kind of he's found himself here. And here he's going to be talking about Whitaker after meeting with Whitaker, and this reporter that that got him, he was just walking back to his office, going through the tunnel, and he stopped him and asked him this. So listen in.
Yeah, it was excellent. I wanted to get to know Matt better. We talked about his agenda for the department. You know, the Mueller is one thing he has to deal with, and he has a big portfolio, and we're going to sit down after the holidays and see how I can help him with some of the things he wants to accomplish as acting attorney general. When it comes to the Mueller investigation, I am very confident he will handle it professionally. There's a sort of a chain of command, regular order, how you oversee things like this. I have every confidence that regular order will be followed, and he will make sure that Mr. Mueller has the ability to complete his job in a professional manner. So it was very, very good meeting. I was very impressed with him, quite frankly.
So you spoke with him about the Mueller investigation. Did you speak with him about Democrats asking for his recusal at all?
He believed he did not have a reason to recuse himself legally or factually. Nothing I've seen would require him to be recused. I think he's got the background and the judgment to fulfill this job. He's going to be the acting attorney general until we find a permanent replacement. There are things that he wants to do in terms of reforming the Department of Justice outside the Mueller investigation that I think will be good. He was the deputy for Jeff Sessions for 13 months, so he knows how the place operates. So in that regard, I think you'll have a lot of continuity. When it comes to Mueller, there's a chain of command. There's a regular order in terms of how you deal with special counsels. And I'm sure he will follow regular order and will do nothing outside of what the law would require.
Last question, and they have to go vote. What do you think about your colleague Jeff Flake yesterday with the Mueller Protection Bill saying he wouldn't vote for any judicial nominees? You might be the next committee chairman.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I do not want to hold judges hostage. After having talked to Mr. Whitaker and the president, I have zero concern that Mr. Mueller's job is in jeopardy, that there's a regular order process to review special counsel's requests and actions. I think that will be followed professionally. I authored the legislation. I think it'd be good for the country in perpetuity to make sure that special counsels have some protection. But as to Mr. Mueller, I see no reason to believe that he's going to be dismissed by President Trump or Mr. Whitaker. And I would never hold judges hostage. And we'll see what Senator McConnell winds up doing.
So that does mean we should play the Catherine Herridge McConnell blocks legislation. I really like how measured he's come. When it's time for him to get kind of tough, he gets tough. Other than that, it's kind of measured. Nothing to worry about here. Everything's going the way it should be. And I think he is going to be a really good committee chair for judiciary. Now, Jeff Flake basically came out and said, I'm not going to vote, and remember, it's a 13-12 vote, I believe. It's 12-11 or 13-12. And I'm not going to vote for any of Trump's judicial nominees until we get a floor vote on saving Mueller. And Mitch McConnell has basically said, what? And this is that little Jeff Flake, little temper tantrum stuff he does, that he wants to be the most important, the most diligent, the most centered person in the universe. Let's listen to Catherine Harris talk about McConnell blocks legislation that would stop Mueller.
Outgoing Republican Senator Jeff Flake is threatening to oppose the president's judicial nominees until bipartisan legislation protecting the special counsel Robert Mueller is brought to the full Senate for a vote.
The improper installation of an acting attorney general who has not been subject to confirmation by this body. The president now has this investigation in his sights, and we all know it.
This comes after the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel found that the president's decision to bypass Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and promote Matt Whitaker as acting attorney general is constitutional, lawful, and consistent with past presidential appointments. Yesterday, the Senate Majority Leader blocked bipartisan legislation to protect the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
We want to make sure
that the acting attorney general does not interfere with the Mueller investigation, and we believe our Republican colleagues will join us.
We know how the president feels about the Mueller investigation, but he's never said he wants to shut it down. I've never heard anybody down there say they want to shut it down. I think it's in no danger, and so I don't think any legislation is necessary.
In a separate development, the outgoing Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, told Fox News he believes the FBI Russia probe, that is the foundation for the special counsel investigation, began earlier than most people assume based on evidence and witness interviews. Goodlatte says he believes it began in the spring of 2016 before Trump became the party nominee, and that finding significantly conflicts with former FBI Director James Comey's public testimony that the FBI officially opened the counterintelligence case in late July of 2016.
Let's go to the phones. That is interesting that Flank would do this. And I'm pleased. McConnell is kind of impressing me now. The McConnell of the past, I didn't like it all, but he's getting better. Let's put it that way. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm ready for the weekend, my friend.
Yeah.
Jeff Flake. You know, I know he's getting replaced by a Democrat, but I just about don't care. I had just about had all I could take of the guy. I mean, he epitomizes the neutered metrosexual parse male, you know, and he looks like he's always on the verge of weeping while simultaneously wetting his pants.
Papa B, you haven't had a call this good in a long time.
Well,
but it was a perfect description.
It's easy to bring up the scriptures about the man because he's just dripping with empathy to the point of sickness. You know, it's just. But you know, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad that he is leaving, and hopefully after another election cycle up there in the Senate, they can really get somebody good. But now, you know, with this whole Mueller investigation thing, man, you know, the dude.
Did we lose you?
Brined and out. They got the hook in the jaw. They want to keep on yanking it. And I think what's happening really is this puppy's winding on down, and they don't have anything else to throw out there. So, you know, they're using this as a recent session appointment to, you know, just make some waves or something.
Yeah, the only shoe that could fall here would be this InfoWars guy that texted Roger Stone and talked about the WikiLeaks was about to drop something. He was 2 days off the time frame that he was going to drop it.
Jerome Corsi, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, Jerome Corsi.
Did you see that video of him talking about him being indicted?
No, I did not watch
this,
it.
Oh, this guy's, keep an eye on him.
He's had some intelligence experience or training at one time, but he was kind of always off the rails to me. But so what? What does that have to do with 5G in China, Dan?
There you go. Well, his experience was in disinformation. That was his background.
But, and what does that have to do with Trump?
Yeah, it doesn't have anything
and
to do
collusion.
With
collusion.
Yeah, the only hop on this thing is Roger Stone, and Roger Stone was involved with Trump at one point.
Okay. So, you know, then that translates into some big collusion there?
No. As long as he didn't talk to anybody, he's fine, and there's no evidence that he did talk to anybody within the Trump operation. He says some things publicly, but he didn't talk, that I know of, talk to anybody privately.
Sooner or later, they're going to have to go ahead and accept that President Trump was elected in a fair and open election.
Yeah, don't hold your breath for that one.
And they just won't do it. They just won't do it. So, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to this Mueller thing getting wrapped up. I got a special poem already written for you.
All right. I'm going to be looking forward to that, Papa B.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I in Sweet Creek?
I guess you are now.
Okay, 528.
You got it.
All right, thanks.
See you. Let's do the drawing. Can we do it before we go?
No. No, let's take
a
break.
You're the producer. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What? And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You want to do the drawing now?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I just had to, you know, clear my throat and sip my tea. And let's do this thing. And the winner is...
Debbie.
Debbie?
Debbie. But we have a lot of Debbies that call, so you have to have the right birthday, Debbie.
Debbie, give me a call at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. You're going to have to give us your birthday for your Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Back. So I'd love for you to have it for this weekend. Let's go in and play Jonathan Turley talking about Whitaker.
Matthew Whitaker is an illegal appointment as Attorney General.
Whitaker was placed there to be a hatchet man to subvert or sabotage the Mueller investigation.
He serves the president's purpose of cutting by 1,000 cuts and dealing death to this investigation. It's a kind of slow motion Saturday night massacre.
Jonathan, Whitaker stays, right?
He does. You know, the argument that he was required to recuse himself under Department of Justice rules is really unfounded. You know, while some of his statements may have given us palpitations, the conflicts for people like Rosenstein is an absolute cardiac arrest. And these Democrats did not and have not raised those conflicts. So I think that the Democrats would be more credible if they were equally concerned about the conflicts of interest that some of us appointed out with regard to Mueller and Rosenstein. But in terms of the DOJ rules, there is no mandatory recusal here. And also, this is not an unprecedented situation. People, before they enter government office, may be politicians or commentators, but that doesn't mean that they toss away their ethical obligations when they assume new positions.
And he's right. The Maryland people haven't, the judge hasn't ruled on that, about the argument that the Attorney General in Maryland did, or he did and it just was zero in the news somewhere, which I wouldn't doubt at all. I am more and more just, I see it for what it is, that they take this news and they decide what to report or not to report.
Yep.
They're still not doing the sentencing reform. And that was a great action. But boy, they'll give Jim Acosta a lot of time here. Let's stay with Jonathan Turley on Mueller.
Jonathan, second topic, Jeff Flake says, I'm going to hold out, and I'm not going to give the president any judicial picks unless we get a vote on the floor, which is now backed by Chuck Grassley, to make sure to preserve that Robert Mueller not get fired. They'll, like, almost protect him against the president getting rid of the special counsel. Do you believe wait him out and wait for the next Senate to come in, because it won't really matter?
Well, first of all, you know, I think it would be a terrible mistake for the administration to try to shut down the Mueller investigation. It seems to be winding down. He needs to finish his work. But what's strange about this bill is it doesn't do as much as people suggest. It basically codifies the standard of the Department of Justice and expedites a review in the court. But the standard is really quite squishy, you know, about whether he was fired with good cause. It's actually fairly easy to make that out under the under the standard of the DOJ. So I'm not too sure why Senator Flake is that insistent on this bill passing, because I don't think it gives much to Mueller.
Robert Mueller gave questions to President Trump. One of the responses from Rudy Giuliani is this: there are some of these questions create more issues for us legally than others. He said some were unnecessary, some were possible traps, and we might consider them as irrelevant. What do you think? What do you think these questions contain? What is Rudy getting at, one legal mind to another?
Well, look, the job of a defense attorney is to try to narrow these questions as much as possible, and the prosecutors have a good faith reason not to do that. They want to try to get as much information as they can. There is still a live torpedo in the water. Whether Mueller is going to push for answers on issues that cover both obstruction and collusion, and whether there might be a subpoena fight in the future. So we still have to see whether Mueller is going to push hard on that, because the White House has largely prevailed in saying we want a narrow subject matter, but apparently it's not narrow enough in terms of the questions that have been asked.
Couple of things here on Flake. One thing I think Mitch McConnell may do, he may take him out to the Judiciary Committee if he does start screwing around with stuff. Because that timing is everything, and he's basically, you lose 7 weeks. And you need to get these babies through there. And I think he could take them off. Mitch McConnell is not to be trifled with when he's on mission one. And I think it's all going to be a question of how important is this going to be. The other part is on Mueller, the White House has acknowledged that they've gotten the questions. White House has acknowledged that they're working on the answers. And they've also acknowledged there's some things that we're not going to talk about. And they made these delineation. So that one's going to be our interesting. Once we hear that those questions have gone, then we're going to know we're near the end. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Have a great weekend. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.